Sure, Mumbai's and blah blah blah. So continued. Your test table say Tavshin Mem, January 1980, and Tuesday continued.
So then the Yeshiva Chosi, he can call him to the door. And according to Rashbo, he says, "Hey Yeshiva, I'm going to have a Chosi in Gavaya. Kim Tzivos Lehebne, Behebne Shani, Sheinom Kim Kabul Matone, Vyokho Hodo Vazabe, Kim Abdina Pirik Sheh Shadok Adal Nei, Hodo Oma, Hopuni Lehi, Ibra Bin Afshoi," when he wanted to be Chesia, that at first he said, "They have Zeus, that the Chesia loves me, so I'm giving it Ani," and then he said, "I'll use it myself." Omer Rabbi Yisik Pozokho Bani, Ve'abot Amdol Ekani, Liske Be'anan Yarani Ana. Why? Because of my Mishlosh. So, but if without my Mishlosh, he could be Chayitia. But Amirosi L'Dobeyat Mishlosh L'Dobe, so it's a riot. We only say Amirosi L'Dobeyat Mishlosh L'Dobe. We do not say Amirosi L'Anim Mishlosh L'Dobe. But, whatever it is, so it's an Edgar, it's an Abel of Nodul Moke. But the Anim cannot have no claim. That's the Shikhe. So in other words, it's like, taste the Shikhe in Mokame. That it's only in them. Okay. So that's the shite of the Rashi. Now, so the shite of the Chavnitam, similarly, is also that in regard to the question, money that is collected by the Neuia, from the Neuia, so does it become money that we need for the Gvir, for the collection, or not? So the shite of Chavnitam means it doesn't become money. So what is there to his moment? Is there the donor's moment? Until when? Until it is finally distributed to the individual. Then it will become the moment of those Ali. Then in regard to, so Meile Rabbeinu Tam says that they can be mishamim in Varshus. How about moment that was donated by Yochid? So the Bnei Liya can be Mishale there too, the Bnei Liya. But only Bar Mitzvah. But with Bar Mitzvah they can be Mishale. So in other words, what did the Shita of Tamil Tam? That the Fichot Zizdoka does not imply Aloche of Amigos Elanim, Kitzros Elanim. If it would imply Aloche, if it had implied Aloche of Amigos Elanim, Kitzros Elanim, so then it couldn't even be Mishale with Bar Mitzvah. The fact that it can be Mishale with Bar Mitzvah shows that Chavetam Shite is that Bifichos Zdoke is only, that Bifichos Zdoke only implies the Aloche. Aloche, that it says Shem Zdoke. That's all. But it's not Mamre Anin yet. So Mele, but, so if it implies that it has a Chavishem Zdoke, so Mele, they cannot apply it to Baal Shus. Val Shus, but with Val Mitzvah, another Zdoke, they can apply. So according to the Bach's collection, there is no machlekes between our tesis and tesis Nirach and Davor. Now let's see the Shem Kubetzis. Mistabre. The Chiyamu, who Shanis of Parshi Yotsu, loud the Nidvas near Yidya Dafke Kamino. Elafil Yochim, Hapesik Zdoki, who most only Fanosi Tzibo, Mistome Aldaito Misnadi, Virashoi Lishanis, Virayo Ibabo, Militania Vidisefted Miseches Migile, Hapesik Zdoki, actually Zoko Panosim, Rashoi Lishanis of the Varach, מי שזוף הפנסים אינו משניס עוד דבר אחר אלו מדי על מדידס הפנסים מי אתו יוחד רשוי משניס והפייסיק סדוקן יוחד משמע ועדיר לפנסים עצמם שנשאר נשאר שערי חקר טוב מדי וכנם ממוחה בפרקם נערכים לבני אוי רשוי משניס אפילו נתבס היוחד בני אוי רשוי משניס אפילו נתבס היוחד דאמרים על ישראל שישנדים, נאירו עם נאירו, לביס הכנסס, אם נשתק השם בעולה. מותר לשניס, אפילו לדבר רשוס, ולקר למימה, לצורכי ביס הכנסס שם, לפי שאל ביס הכנסס עצמי, מייחרים אפילו למישתה בשתיקה, וכי אמרים לו, אחר אמרו ביס הכנסס ידעו, אבל יוכל, שישנדת נאירו עם נאירו עוד אמרינו, היא אמרינו שלא ילדה איתו מול נשנדת. מה לא משניסו? אלו ודאי קיימתי מיוסה, כי דאמרינו שכל המשנדת הוא מייסר לפרנוסי ציבור על דייתו מול נשנדת. So, the haranza, so the sheet of the ram is not like this is nearer. And he says in so many words that even if Yochid was misnagging, let's say, Sela, to the Bnei Yoyir, so the Bnei Yoyir can be Mishamed with our shoes also. So, of course, the Sheet of the Rami is, like Havnetam, that the Bifichot Zizoki does not imply Alohe, or Amirosi Lanim, Shitros Rebidon. But, Tesis Neirach also agrees with it. Because if it had implied Alohe, of Amroslanim was ready to and then he wouldn't be able to be Mishane even with Amitze for another purpose of Doke, because Danim will get it. How could he give it to him with Akneses? Danim was Eichen. So, but still Teisves Nirach says that with Varoshus we cannot apply it. And the Bach changes the Gilse now Teisves so that it would harmonize, reconcile with the Shita of Teisves Nirach. So we explained it, because true that Havnetam Shite and Teisves Neirach Shite is that Bifichot Tzedokah does not imply Halacha v'Amroz Lanim Kitzros Le'Hagidome, but the Chalish Tzedokah is Chal, and if Chalish Tzedokah is Chal, so what does Tzedokah mean? If Chalish Tzedokah is Chal, what does it mean if Chalish Tzedokah is Chal? If Chalish Tzedokah is Chal, so it means that it's aiming to be distributed for Anim. The Damim have his chus. Anim have his chus. So the Mele, if Damim have his chus, that's what the Chaleishem Tzedokah means. So, why does the Ram say, what? So, Teisves Neirach says, true it has a Chaleishem, true that it's not Nomen Anim. It just has a Chaleishem Tzedokah, but as long as it has a Chaleishem Tzedokah, that means it's a trust fund. For Ani, so how can they be Mishanek with Varshus? But only with Varmitzel they can be Mishanek. And what's the Shite of the Ram? So the Shite of the Ram is the same Shite as Teisves, as Rav Netan. Now, according to our Gilse, if we don't accept the correction by the Bach, so then the Rav Netan Shite is Mamish like the Ram. If we accept the correction by the Bach, so Rav Netan Shite is like Teisves Neirach Navo. But what is the Shita of the Ram? The Shita of the Ram obviously is that Bifichot Tzedokah does not imply Alohe of Amroz Lanim Kitzros Le'Hagidome, but only that Hashem Tzedokah is Chal. But if Hashem Tzedokah is Chal, so that means that Anim, what does Hashem Tzedokah mean? That it's a trust fund. It is aiming to be distributed for Anim. So how can they be Mishanei V'Roshus? So Mishanei V'Roshus, you really understand? Because it is aimed for distribution as God. But the Ram says that they can be Mishanek and Varshus also Bidaiton. But since it has a Chaleishem Tzedokah, how can it be distributed with Varshus? So the answer is, since it's the Bnei Yoyir, so the Bnei Yoyir have a keach to be Mishanek. If it is Momen Anim, then the Bnei Yoyir have no keach to be Mishanek. But if Momen Anim it isn't, but it is just a trust fund for Anim, So that's one of the keiches of the Neoiya. Because of the fact that the Dono gave it Aldaz Neoiya, so the Mele the Neoiya are violent to be Mishamed, even with Varshas. But, so we see, so we have the Shite of Tesis in Erech Davo, and according to the Bach, Rav Netam here is the same Shite as Tesis in Erech Davo, and then we have the Shite of the Ram, and then we have the Shite of the Teye, that the Rinidash quotes. Now, he doesn't mention the name. So that, these Rishim, that the Rinidash quotes Teye, so they hold that these are the money that was levied by the Neir or Pandit Neir, so that the Neir can be Mishamim with our shoes. But these are the money that was donated by Yochi. So the Bnei Yoyir cannot even be Mishamer and Bamit. What is their Shite? The Shite of the Teye is, in regard to the question as to whether money that is collected by Bnei Yoyir, Zoke money that is collected by the Bnei Yoyir, does it become Momnanim or not? So the Shite of the Teye is that, like Kamentami, doesn't become Momnanim. But in regard to the other question, the Machlekel between Tesis and Rach, as to whether Bifichot Zuzdoke implies the aloche of Abirosel Anim Kimsirosel Hedidome, or just that the Chalishem Zuzdoke is Chal, so the Teya holds that Bifichot Zuzdoke implies, he agrees with the Shita Brach, that Abirosel Le Govea Kimsirosel Le Hedidome implies that Bifichot Zuzdoke implies the aloche of Abirosel Anim And then we have the Rimigashit. The Rimigashit is that not only the Fichos Zdoke implies that it's Momnanim, but even if money was just collected by the Neir, from the Neir, so the Mele, it also becomes Momnanim. It also becomes. So we have how many Shittes? We have the Shite of the Rimigash, the Shite of the Teye, the Shite of Teisves in Erech Davo is the third Shite, and according to the Bach, so Teisves Rav Netam, Shite is like Erech Davo, and then the fourth Shite is the Shite of the Ram. The fourth Shite is the Shite of the Ram. And if we don't accept the correction made by the Bach, so then the Shite of Rav Netam is not like the Shita of Teisves in Erech Davo, but it's like the Shita of Ram. So the Shita of Hametam is like the Shita of Ram. Now let's see what the Rosh says. Alright. Now paragraph of this. After that press on the place, the expression in brackets, that press on the place. Don't know about it. Kupo nidmes bishnayim. Umishchaleket bishleishim. Bishnayim shnei tzvah atzidom umomen kovet bishnayim. Umishchaleket bishleisho. Bipne shukdin umomenetz. Tam kanidme bishleishim. Umishchaleket bishleisho. Bipne shikivuye bichlo kishove. Vaakupe dobar kotsov alko lechod echod. Vina gaboyim loim nisifim vulegeri. Likam nidme bishnayim. אבל תם חיים דבר קוצו והוא חיצר לך שאור נגלה לי אילון הוא צריך להקציב על כולך ולכות כפי אורולה ולמצוא שכדי נמום נעס לפי חוך צורך שליש תם חיים נקביד בכל יאי קופה מרב שבס מרב שבס תם חלה לי אילון קופה לה ניו יאיר וגשו אם ניו יאיר לסיס תם חיים קופה בי קופה תם חיים ולשני סול חומה שיוצ וגשו אם ניו יאיר לסיס על השורים ולעמידס ועשרה הפיילים ולעשייה ותצוס פיר שם את תם ולשני סול חומה שיוצ אפילו יבר שוס והיטל איתי מויס הקופו בשם לא יהיה, לפי שלדז מי לא יהיה נעיס נעיס. ויש לו ברעיון לדבור, כמו דיגר סינון, ישרון של סבד את נירון בי מויס הכנסס, או של שנעיס. סוב רב חי ורוד, אם אני מלוי של דבר שלו, יש לו עמית. אומר רבה מוח אמר בי יחלוי שלו לדבר שוס, אבל לדבר עמית זה, איפי ישרון הוא זמינה לפי נעיר, או הנה הוא מויס הכנסס, סוב לדבר עמית זה מות על ישנעיס, או והנה מילה עד שלו משתקשים בלאומן. אבל משתקשים בעלי עוד ממנו, אפילו לדבר השיעור סמוטה לשני איסו. ואתה, לפי שם מסנדי, להוביל יד ציבור, על דעת הציבור ומסנד. והוא דיום מעבורים בערך. הוי מרסל הזו לצבור, כי עד שלו בוסו יד גבא, מוטה לשני איסו. מי שבוסו יד גבא, הוא עושה לשני איסו. همه میره گبر عبوتی با یه خیلوی شمس و گبر نمه دفت کلید و آشوز عبوت و میتوا موتوی شمه ایسا. So what is the sheet of the Rosh? The sheet of the Rosh is that the Bnei Yoyir can be Mishame even with Varashus. So it's like Teisves in Erech and Davo. The Bnei Yoyir themselves can be Mishame even with Varashus, even in respect to money that was donated by Yochi. He's talking about Yisroel she's not in Bnei Yoyir, not about money that was collected by force, but money that was donated by an individual. So there was an edah, because it's lucky. So still he says that the buyer. So he says, so Abo, so he says like this. It's more than Teisves in Erech Davov. Because Teisves in Erech Davov says Teisves, v'rashoyim yiyo ha'asis tamche kupe v'kupe tamcho u'shanei zuch ma'ashi yotzo v'davkyo v'dvar mitzvah so de bnei yiyo ken b'mishanet. If it's possible to gabe. De bnei yiyo, even de bnei yiyo ken b'mishanet. If it's possible to gabe, davkyo v'dvar mitzvah, but v'dvar shus not, but the Rosh is like the Ram. Because he says, v'hod amdino b'erech mo'im v'asal azul izloke, atzol posol yad gabe mutol shanei zo. Mishepozo, שפוסל יד גבי אוסל לשניסו, הנה מילי גבי, אבל ציבו יחילו לשניס, וגבי נמי, דווקא לדבר שוס, אבל לדבר מיצו מותו לשניסו. So even גבי can be משנה לדבר מיצו. And there is a difference between גבי and ציבו. So ציבו can be משנה even לדבר שוס. So it's not like Teisves נערך לדבר. It's like the ranchi. And after all, the Rosh says all that in explaining Rabbi Tamshite. So doesn't that tend to indicate that this is really Rabbi Tamshite? In other words, not like the Bach, you see. The Bach made the correction in our thesis in order to reconcile the Rabbi Tam with thesis near Rabbi. So in other words, but the Ramshite is not like that. But here the Rosh, he doesn't mention his own Shite. He mentioned the Shin of Ramatan, and then he starts explaining it. And then he says that even the Gabbai Navetzibo, Navetmiriya, are Yechelim Mishanis of Bar Mitzvah. When the Gemara says, Mishibos Miyad Gabi Oso Shaneiso, it means Oso Shaneiso of Bar Shus. But he says there is a difference between the Gabbai and the Tzibo. So that means that the Tzibo can be Mishane, even in Bar Shus, even in respect to money that was donated by an individual. So it's like the Ram. And he says that all in connection with the Shita of Ramatan. So since the Rosh says in explaining Ramatan, like the same thing that the Ram says, so then it's more reasonable to assume that there is a machlekes between Teisves in Erech Davov and Teisves here. So we don't have to make the correction that the debacles. Alright. But anyway, whatever the Pshat in Teisves in both baskets, whether the Bach's collection is sound or the Bach's collection is not sound, but one thing is clear, that the Rosh, in explaining Shita of Rabbi Tam, expresses the same Shita as the Rav. So he says, Hanu mi legaba, avon tzibo yechiru shaneis, vigaba inam dati mi varoshus, avon varmi tzibu no shaneiso. That means tzibu, even mi varoshus, the avon shaneis. Kidom haberach, vikom harosom, שאלס רקטאיה, אין דפשרגה, וישניה חזונה, וישניה חזונה, אי פתרח ומשם דעת ומיכה פועל, סקווי מלפוטס, משמע בישראל כאי שרגה, וכאי דעת לשורת, אלמה, אף על גב, דיבור יד גבה, מותר לשני סוד במיץ. ואין למה, דישן אמין לדי בקלישנה, דישור ציבונים, וציבו מתום משם יצפו דבר שוס, דוח החזונה הוא דישן. חזנו נגמורה, דוזן כאילו חזנו. Chazn, today when you say Chazn, you mean Kenta. And Chazn in Gemara means Ishamish. Chazn in Gemara means Ishamish. And Shamish in Gemara means a waiter. So they have different connotations. So, we take Kim Shemifosh, Mishabosu Yagara, also Ishamish, Hanukkah Shus, אם כן, היכה מוצא למימר, עד שלא פוסו ליד גבי, מוטה לשלס לבאושוס, הוא אמרינון, בפי חוזוס דוקה, ויהיה אפשר לזווי. So he says, what does it mean? So the Rosh Pshat is, the Rosh Israeli campaign is near the Lord. Because, so, the Rosh it is that when the Gemara says, Sela Zubi Zloki, Mishe Boso Liyad Gabe, Mishe Boso Liyad Gaba, so, is also Lishane Iso, means also Lishane Iso, Hanit Vah Oshus. Lashus, so then it means, actually Boso Liyad Gabe Muter, means even with Vah Oshus is Muter. So then there is no halacha of neder of bifichos zdoke. Elashu pamim of bifichos zdoke v'yevchal arzabe v'yesh leima dehochekama. Actually, b'osol yad gabai muta lishaneiso pirish liuvei salnas lifreya. Mishe b'osol yad gabai osa liuvei solidvar oshus apiru lazer lifreya. Avu lishaneiso lidvar mitzve imuter apiru lifrenuei. Now you have to understand. So many clothing means dokey. So the Rosh says as follows. Mishel, even after it is bol yad gabai, if a certain individual said, sell us all his dokey, and then the gabai took it, the gabai shall stock it took it. So he is allowed to be mishane at litva mitzvah for another dokey, not this dokey, for which he donated. But with our shoes, he is not allowed. He is not allowed to give it. With Vaushus, not allowed to give it. So that means, Kedim Shebol Yad Gabai, even though a certain Yochid said, Sela Zomitz Doke, so he can be Misham with Vaushus, but so that means he is violating his nether. He said, Sela Zomitz Doke, the Gabai didn't collect it yet. But he said, Sela Zomitz Doke. So, how can he be mishane with our shoes? With our shoes. He'll be able to have that. Be shame me if he will be mishane with our mitzvah. So he will be mikayim his nether. What difference does it make? Whether it will go for an im or it will go for a bisakneses. So he'll be mikayim the nether. Even though he said Salazu is not kill an im, but still, he'll be mikayim the nether. But with our shoes, how can he be mishane with our shoes, kidim shebol yad gabai? There is a law of the Fichot Zizdoki. So the Rosh says, V'yei Shleima, the Hoche Koma, Atchel and Posol Yad Gabai, Muta Lishameiso, Perush, Lil Beisal Nas Lefreya, Mishe Posol Yad Gabai, Oso Lil Beisol Yad Barashus, Apilu Lamzer Lefreya, Avo Lishameiso Yad Bar Mitzve Muta, Apilu Lefreno Eid. So in other words, so the Rosh says, what does it mean? Kidim Shebol Yad Gabai Mutal Shaleiso. It doesn't mean Mutal Shaleiso. He can be Mishamed Ligam. He can be Chizal Ligam with Vav Shus. He can give it away to a friend of his. Has to show him that he cannot. But what does it mean Mutal Shaleiso? If he wants to bow, he said Salah Zubis, okay. And then he decided to bow that he needs that Salah today. He has to buy something. But he'll give it to the Zloke a week later. That he can do. Kidim Shebos of Yad Gabai, that he can do. But Le'acha Shebos of Yad Gabai, he cannot do it. But with Bar Mitzvah, he can mishan it even if he'll never pay it back. With Bar Mitzvah. So we have to understand what kind of law is. Now, Reb Chaim says, as Pshat and Tesis in Bava Kamei, that Bifichot Zizdoki only implies that there is a halach, that Hashem Zizdoki is chav. Now, what does it mean, Hashem Zizdoki is chav? So what does it mean if Hashem Zizdoki is chav? If Hashem Zizdoki is chav, so we may lay, so it is aimed, so the Anim get his chus. So Anim get his chus to take it. Anim get his chus to take it. So then the question arises, if Daniel gets his chus to take it, how can he be chiz mishamet for another garment? The Rosh says that before it came to Yad Gabai, so he's only allowed to be mishamet with Dvar Shus, Liu Beis HaMasel Freya. But, Lishanei So, לדבר מצווה, זה מותר אפילו לא יפרנית. אפילו לא יפרנית. So, the question is, why is he, why, מונפשע, if the הלוכה of בפיחות זה צדוקה implies, if the הלוכה of בפיחות זה צדוקה implies that it, the שם צדוקה is חל, so even before it comes to the Yad Gabbai, the Shem Zoki is Chal. And if the Shem Zoki is Chal, so that means that Anim have his chus to be gave it. True, it's not Momen Anim. But what does Shem Zoki mean? Shem Zoki means it's a trust fund for Anim. So it is Eilid to be distributed as Anim. So how can it be Mishamet? How can it be Mishamet? And the question is, what difference does it make? Whether it's Bosol Yad Gabbai or it's not Bosol Yad Gabbai. After all, there is Aloha B'fichot Zizdoke even before it's Bosol Yad Gabbai. That was the Kasher Dosh. How does Gemara say in Rosh Hashanah? How does Gemara Neirach say that actually Bosol Yad Gabbai Mutal Shanei, so Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says B'fichot Zizdoke? So he says, V'yish Lema, the Orech Koma, actually Bosol Yad Gabbai Mutal Shanei, so people should be some Masal Feyer. So why is he allowed to power it at all? Even though it's not for an Anim. But Anim have his chus. It's a trust fund for Anim. So how can he power money that he has in which Anim have his chus? Even though it's not money. So we see from the Rosh that even though Bifichot Zizdoke does not imply that it's Momen Anim, but there is, and even after it is Bol Yad Gabbai, it's still not Momen Anim. It's still not Momen Anim, even after it is Bol Yad Gabbai, because if it had been Momen Anim, so then the Gabbai Shel Zdoke would not be allowed to be Mishamet with Bar Mitzvah either. The Rosh says that after it is Bosol Yad Gabbai, Avol Shaneiso, Mishibosol Yad Gabbai also will be sold by Ashus, Atul Lazer Refreya, Avol Shaneiso, Vamitze Mutter Afilo Loi Frenoi. So even after it is Bosol Yad Gabbai, he is allowed to be Mishamel to Vamitze. So it's a Raya that even after it is Bosol Yad Gabbai, it doesn't become Omen Anim. So what is it? It has a Halishem Zoki. So since it only has a Chalishim Tzloke, so maybe it can be Mishamit for another Tzloke, another Dvar Mitzvah, not this Tzloke for which he donated it. But if it had become Momen Anim, so he wouldn't be able to be Mishamit. He wouldn't be able to be Mishamit after it is Bosol Yad Gabbai for another Mitzvah. So we see that according to the Rosh, so it doesn't become Momen Anim until a specific Oni gets it. So, but if Mishe Bosol Yad Gabbai, so it becomes, it acquires a Halishem Zoki. So because of that, he cannot, because it acquires a Halishem Zoki, so Mimele, because it acquires a Halishem Zoki, so Mimele, he cannot bow it anymore. Because Danim have his roots, how can he bow it? Because it's a trust fund for Ani. So the question is, so why before it comes to Yad Gabbai, why is he allowed to bow it? So it seems from the Rosh that there is a difference between Isel Azul Tzloke before it comes to the Yad Gabbai and after it comes to the Yad Gabbai. In other words, before it comes to the Yad Gabbai, it doesn't even have a Chalishim Tzloke. It doesn't even have a Chalishim Tzloke. When does it have a Chalishim Tzloke? Only when it is needed, when it's collected. But until it comes to Yad Gabbai, so it doesn't even have a Chalishim Zdoke. But he's not a, so Mele, that's the reason as to why he's allowed, before it comes to Yad Gabbai, he's allowed to bow it and pay it sometimes later. Why? Because he's not Maftia, any schus of the Ani. Until it comes to Yad Gabbai, so then it is just never. So there is a nether of Ari Eli, and there is a nether of Ari Zu. So if he doesn't fulfill the nether, so then he'll violate the Yahud Lord. But if he bows it, and he pays it to the Amin, a week later or a month later, So he finally does fulfill his matter. So Mimele is Moabele. And when does it acquire Halishim Zdoki? What does Halishim Zdoki mean? It's not just the name, it's not a question of semantics. Halishim Zdoki means that it's a trust fund for Ani. For it's aiming to be distributed for Ani. So if he gets a Halishim Zdoki, so that itself is Matkia, the violence of the Donor. Because it's not Chayach to say, let's say Ruvein said, sell Azul Zdoki. And he still keeps it on his table. He didn't give it to the God. So who is the violin of that cell? According to the Rosh, let's say, if Ruben will say on the seller that is on the table, seller's room is okay, then he'll take this seller and he'll give it to his, it'll be Mikabish and Ishi, so it shall be precious. Because until the Gabish of Zdoke is gave it, so then it's his mommy. He's the buyer. But he's mechuyev to give the seller Lizoke because of the neder of Aliyah Vorei. But he remains the buyer. If he's the buyer, so it's not shayach to say there is a Halishim Zdoke on that seller. It's not shayach to say there is a Halishim Zdoke on that seller. When will it have? Because if it has a Halishim Zdoke, that would mean that it's a trust fund for Amin. So that would be Machkiah, his buyer. But until the Gabishon Zdoke collects it, so then there is no Halishem Zdoke on it. When does it become a Shem? When does it acquire a Halishem Zdoke? Only after the Gabi was given. But until the Gabi is given, he's the buyer. But he owes a Sela to Ani. So it's only a Chiyuv of Neda. So it's only a Chiyuv of Neda. As the Rosh says. What does the Rosh say? I mean the Rashbo, in the Chulek, Tov Kuf Samar Zayin. He says that if somebody says, Sela Zul Yitzchoke, so he can be Chayzer. It doesn't mean he's allowed to be Chayzer. He can be Chayzer. If he is Chayzer, so no one, the Amin, cannot claim from him. It's not their business. It's not their claim. They don't get any schus. But the moment the Gabish of Tzdoke collects it, then it doesn't become one Amin even then. But there is a clear violence of the Donor. Then the Donor becomes Misur. Then the Donor becomes Misur. But until the Gabi Tzdoke is given, who is the buyer of that seller? The Donor. But the Donor has a few of them. So that's why he says. Retain. Kim Shemifor. Vieshli. Adochekor. Actually, Boso Yad Gabi, Mito Shadi, so Perush will be somewhere in prayer. Why? Because it doesn't become a Menani, it never becomes a Menani. When it will become a Menani, you want it to be distributed to a specific one. Then that portion of money, that quantity of money, will become the property of that one. But until it is distributed, it's possibly a Gabai, so it's not a Menani in any way. But the moment it is given to the Gabai Shomsloke, so then he becomes Misulek. So he's not a buyer anymore. Who is the buyer? There is no buyer. Who is the buyer of the woman that is Yoshua Gabai? Of course, the Gabai is only a Gabai. He is not the owner of the woman. He is in charge of that fund. So who is the buyer? There is no buyer. It's a woman, it's a trust fund for Ani. So Mimele, if somebody will take it, he'll also be able to gezel trap in Ani. Because there is a nisr of gezel. Not only when you take away momen that belongs to someone. If you take away momen to which someone is entitled, you are also able to nisr gezel. So there is no doubt that according to Tesis, if somebody will steal money, charity money, even though there is no, it's not Momin Ani, they don't have title, even in a collective sense, but they have this schus, they are entitled to collect from it. So Memele, if somebody will steal it, he'll be even a Nisar of Gezel Pravid Ani, because he's Matkia, he's taking away money to which the Ani are entitled, even though it's not Momin Ani. But until it is given to the Gabai, so then who is title in that Zala, the Bible? But if he holds his donkey, so that's an eder. As a matter of fact, he can be chayzer. As far as Cheshmishpet is concerned, he can be Chesed. He's not allowed to be Chesed. That's Aloch in your day. That's not Aloch in Cheshmishpet. This is what the Rashba says in Tshuva Tov Kuf Samarzai. So he says, V'yishlim adochot ma'atzol v'osol yad gaba imuton shameisu. Pirishlil v'isam v'asol feya. V'yishlim yad gaba yosol v'isol v'ar shus. Apil lanzol v'feya. Because two, it's not from Anim, but Anim have his schus, so what right does he have to borrow the money to that he's aiming for Anim? He has no right to do that. Adam Shamisol Ba mitzvah muter, Afruin Franoi. So that's a keach of the Gabbai here. The Gabbai shall stoke can be shame from one stoke to another. Vihei Mucha Beirach become a horse of Yazid. The Arab Rabbi Yisif HaLevi Zawkotzar Ehod Yikomo Shalei Zlokhva Shemirtzu Davko Yidova Shetzir Hami Kengsu Sebeislini Ufure Avo Gavdi Kupe Mitamche Mozne Yichem Shalei Zlokhva Achir Ovil Vachu Yitzir Hami Avo Dvor Shetzir Hami Eilu Em Rishus Lushalei Son Dehavu Yiki Gezla Hami Eivir Rayim Odi Tla Misar Ashkolim Misar Nimani Misar Shmur Yishui Misar Oni Reinsi Oni Misar Shod Reinsi Shod. So then the Shikha of the Rabbi said that, however, in regards, number one, that in regard to the question, the money that is levied by the Neir upon the Neir, and is collected by the Neir, by the Gaboy Neir, does it become Mominanim? So the Shikha of the Rabbi is, it becomes Mominanim. Because since they have schus to collect for the Anim, so the Neir, they are the Adamim. So just as they are considered as the Adamim, with Adam and Shloshtem, they are considered Yadanim the moment it came into their hands, into their possession. So it's considered as if it had come into the collective possession of all Danim of Israel. All Danim of Israel. So it becomes money. And then in regard to a mummy that was donated, not imposed, well, but donated by an individual. Tutsloke, so the shite of the Rimigash is, and that he says even the tailor with it. But Hametam goes one step further than the table. So the Rishit of the Rimidashi is in regard to the Machlekes between Tesis and the Rach. The Rimidash agrees with the Rishit of the Rach that it becomes Momenami. It becomes Momenami. Now, we have to understand, the Gemara in Erechim according to the Rimidash. The Rimidash it is. That being in regard to the question, money that is levied by the Neoir upon the Neoir, does it become more Mominani by virtue of the collection, or it does not become? So, being in regard to the question, so the Shita of the Migash is in becoming. And then in regard to a money, to money that was donated by Yochid, the Shita of the Migash is, that the Fichotus Doki implies, that it becomes Mominani. So we have to understand this Gemara. Still, as we need to catch the Bosal Yad Gabi with the Shanei, so Misha Bosal Yad Gabi, also the Shanei, so. So the Gemara says the Feresh, that actually Bosal Yad Gabi with the Shanei. So, one tasteless and would mean, what is it, tasteless in the Rosh, what do they say? That actually Bosal Yad Gabi with the Shanei, so doesn't mean he can be Chizal Gamre. He cannot be Chizal Gamre, but he can borrow it and pay it sometimes later. So if we say that it doesn't become Omenanim, if you hold this book, it does not imply a halach of Abhosilanim, Chitzurosel Hedidome, it only implies a din of Neder, but it doesn't become Omenanim until it comes to all his reshus. So you understand this why? Actually, Bosal Yad Gabai, he said, Sarah Zubutzoke, and he said, Bosal Yad Gabai, so he can borrow it and pay it to Danim sometimes later. Why? Because it's not Omenanim. But according to the Rimigash, so Bifichot Zuzdok implies that Mitzad Neder, the same Aloha as by Hegdesh, and Bihosim Gomeya Kitzuros Lehedidome, so how can he borrow it? Now by Hegdesh, if somebody will be Magdish Hegel to Hegdesh, and then he'll use the table, he'll be mayor. So if by Zuzdok there is the same Aloha, and Bihosim Ani Kitzuros Lehedidome, So what if Loi Bosal Yad Gabai? So we have to say just the same thing that we said according to the Rosh. We were forced to say that according to the Rosh, so the halacha with Fichot Zdoke is only that it has a Shem Zdoke, but it doesn't become Omenanim. But even Shemzoki, it acquires only after it was given to the Gabbai. Until it is given to the Gabbai, it doesn't even have Shemzoki. It's just a chiyuv incumbent upon the Gabbai. To be kind of that, that's why we can borrow it and pay it sometime later. If it had acquired Shemzoki even before it comes to the hands of the Gabbai, Shemzoki, so how could he borrow it? So the same thing we have to say according to the Rinigash. According to the Rinigash. So Bifi Chosuz Doki implies that it becomes Mominaniim, but when does it become Mominaniim? When it is given to the Gabbai Shel Zdoki. When the Zdoki is already in charge of it, has it in his possession. I mean, who has the possession of the Zdoki for? The Gabbai, I mean. It's not the Gabbai Shel Zdoki, those to whom it is, the fund of Zdoki is entrusted. So when do we say that Bifi Chosuz Doki implies that Amirose, Lani, Kimsi Rosi, Lehendome, only if it was given to the Gabbai Shel Zdoki, but before it was given to the Gabbai Shel Zdoki, so it's not Mominani. And all that there is, a chiyuv incumbent upon the Gabbai. So true, that according to the Rach, so there is a halochet, according to the Rach, so there is Shibut Nechosi. According to the Rach, there is Shibut Nechosi. There is Shibut Nechosi. But it doesn't become Momen Ami. Why? In other words, by Hegdesh we have Ari Olai and we have Arizu. By Tzokim we also have two Nidori, Ari Olai and Arizu. So by Hegdesh the Halochi means, according to everybody, that if he says Harizu, so then it becomes Hegdesh. And if somebody is Nene from it, so he's Meir. If he says Ari Olai, so the Ramban Chumash says there is Shibut Nechosi. They couldn't be Meir because just Shibut Nechosi, he said Ari Olai. But so by Tzvoke, even according to the Rinigash, that Avirosi will go to the Yani, Kipsirosi will have the just as by Hegdesh. But so in respect to Ari Olai, so to the Rinigash would say, just as in the case of Ari Olai to Hegdesh, there is Shibut Nechosi, so in the case of Ari Olai in Tzvoke, there is also Shibut Nechosi. But there is a distinction between the Arizu of Hegdesh and the Arizu of Zdoki, of Ali. By Hegdesh, so call Hecha Bilise, Bidaz Rachmon Isi. By Hegdesh is not Chayach to say. I mean, Hegdesh did not take possession of it yet. Because call Hecha Bilise, Bidaz Rachmon Isi. I mean, Hegdesh has to collect wherever it is. So, it's Bidaz Rachmon Isi. It's in the possession of Hegdesh. Mashenki Bani, Ani Maradit is like any other Hegdesh. Ani. So, Mele, true, there is a law of Amirosi Lamin, Kipsirosi Lehetitame, but only if it is in the reshus of Danim. When is it in the reshus of Danim? When is it in the possession of Danim? If the Gabbai has it. When is it considered that it's in the reshus of Danim? If the Gabbai shows Loki collected, but if somebody made a pledge and he said, sell us whom it's Loki, he has it in his pocket, he has it in the drawer and in his house, so then we cannot say Kipsirosi Lehetitame. By Govriya, so call Hechad Yisei, because Rachman Yisei. Everything is in the possession of Hegdesh. So it's, so mainly whether the Gizbeh did collect it, didn't collect it. So it's a question of convenience for the Gizbeh. But as far as the possession of Hegdesh is concerned, so without the Gizbeh collecting it, it's already in the possession of Hegdesh. Because of call Hechad Yisei, because Rachman Yisei. Mashim Il Gabi Ani, so, true that Amirosi Lamin is Rosal Hededome. If it is, if the Amin, if the Gizbeh of the Amin, the Gabbai of the Amin, the one who is in charge of the trust fund of Tzedoke, if he has possession of it, then we say that it becomes Momen Amin. But until it is given to the Gizbeh and the Amin are not in possession of it, so then it is just a neder upon the government. It's just a neder upon the government. That's why the Gemara says, Sel Azum is Loki, actually, Bosom Yad Gabbai is Mutal Shamez. But, Bifichos is Loki implies a Loche, according to the Gemigash, of Amirose, Leamim, Kipsiros Lehegedome, but, when is it Kipsiros Lehegedome, Danim have possession of it? What does it mean, Danim have possession of it? If the Gabbai Shel Zdoki collected it, but until the Gabbai Shel Zdoki collected it, to the Gemara. Tomer Rabba, Gabay Zokin Rashoyim Bifrize Mize. Now, the law is that Kupa Shal Zokin Nigris Bishnayim. So, I mean, this halacha is not observed by the Mishalachim. The Mishalachim, you know, so very seldom. I did see it maybe twice, three times in the course of the years that two Mishalachim came, you know, for the same purpose. But usually, one Mishalach comes for a certain purpose. That's against the din. I mean, they do not follow the din of the Gemara. One Mishalach is not allowed to come and collect. There should be two Mishalachim, but I suppose you can blame them. Alright. So, but it's against the din. So, Gaba Yitzdoke in Rashoyim Lifrei Zemize Avopiri Zelishar Vizelechanus Motomoyiz Bishuk. There is, I mean, in other words, there is a header, I mean, as to why they do not show up together. Because that was this aloha of Gaba Yitzdoke in Rashoyim Lifrei Zemize Avopiri Zelishar Vizelechanus, just for a moment. So that's because of Rashad. So when is a chayach, if the practice is that usually two gaboyim come together. So mele, if one sees just one of the gaboyim without the other, it will be chayach. But today, since the universal practice is that only one comes, so mele, there is no chayach. There is no chayach. All right. So kaba yizdok in rashayim, if this and this, avapir is a mishav zelachanus. Motomo is bishuk lo yitne yisirchise. So if a Gaba Yitzdoke finds money in the street and he picks it up in order to be seich himself, he doesn't want to be seich for Yitzdoke. He's not mechuyev to give way to Yitzdoke everything that he finds, but because of marasayim, so he should not put it in his own wallet, because people like to find fault with the Gaba Yitzdoke. So Elonisnu is a halnik is Yitzdoke. It's his own debt that is due to him. Why? Because people are disposed to find fault with the Gabi Sholzloki out of jealousy. Because with the Gemara talks of Gabi Sholzloki, you know, usually Gabi Sholzloki was not something that he received his salary. It was voluntary work. So people are jealous of people who are more generous than they. So they like to find fault. I mean, that has always been. So because of that, there is a need of marasayim, that when he collects his own debt, he shouldn't put it in his own wallet. Because the observer will say, look at this Gabay Sholzloki. He makes a show of being a tzaddik, being a bal chesed, but actually he steals the money. So, ukshiyom ton rabon. Why can they change for themselves? As a matter of fact, if a Gabi Sholzloki wants to get change for himself, he has to put up certain observers that he should watch. Otherwise, people will be chayshim. Gabi Tamche Shilmanim Lechalik Mechalachim Mechalachim. Even though he does it in a very faithful and honest way, but because of chashad, in order to avoid chashad of people, so he cannot buy it himself. Even though he wants to buy it at a very good price, but he cannot, because people will always be chashad. Moi shalzloki meis ishtayim, shpenim gushnayim uleite, venimeine ela achasach, omar rabbi, mirish labi yosef, ma ratzit adi beknishte, kim dishom elohod itanye, ושני סוך מה שיוצא אבי יוסי אומר הבאי מריש אבו ודמר תחי כיס אחד ואני נאו אחד ואני אלמות כבדישון ואודו משמול רב תחליף את הרב דימה עובד חס כיסנה ועסנה עלו כבדישון ואודו משמול רב תחליף את הרב דימה אביד חד כיסה ועסנה עלו שאיונה מעובד חד כיסנה ועסנה Now we have to understand. Abaye at first, so Abaye says that at first Rabbi, he's Rabbi. So he insisted upon two separate fronts. But then, when he heard the Shmuel, Rafta Chlifi, the Shmuel said to Rafta Chlifi, Barav Dime, Avit Chatise, you can set up one fund and use the same fund for Aniye. Elom, Moed, Mimoke, and for the Anioi who are regularly residing in the city. So then, Rabbi also, but at first, Rabbi held that he cannot set up one fund. Now, why should he be able to set up one fund? Why shouldn't he be able to set up one fund if at the very outset, when they collect money from the Bnei Oiya, they do not collect, let's say, $10,000 for the Kukke fund and $5,000 for the Tamka fund, but they collect $15,000 for everything together in one fund? So what's wrong with that? I mean, he had to hear the aloche that Shmuel said. Without Shmuel, isn't that a matter of common sense? I mean, even the very outset, in the case where at the outset two separate funds were established, and then he tries to be shaman, then there is a problem. But if at the very outset, instead of setting up two separate funds for the Nimo Abraham and the Nio Iya, he'll set up one fund, so what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? So it seems that Rabbi at first held that he cannot do it. Of course, if it had been a question of setting up one fund on the basis of voluntary contributions, the way it's done today, I mean, we cannot force anybody to give. It's an Indian business, but business of Israel is not tkifoli. But if it had been a question of being allowed to set up one fund for both on the basis of voluntary contributions, then there wouldn't be any problem. Of course, you're allowed. I mean, what's wrong with asking donations for one fund that will accommodate the Ani Mo'evim Mokel Mokim and the Ani O'Ir, who reside regularly in the same city? But Bisman Chazal, so it was Yad Bez Nishal Yisrael Kifu Al Yisrael. I mean, even the Malchus of the Goyim, so gave them jurisdiction over the Jews to collect by force stock. So and what is the base, this aloha, that the Bnei Oiya can be kefir, the Bnei Oiya, by force, whether they like it or not, to contribute towards the support of the Ani Oiyam, towards the support of the Ani Oiya, because that is its area. This is a common need of the whole community, the community at large. A community that doesn't support its poor is a decadent community. So it's a common need of all the Bnei Oiyam, of all the Bnei Oiyam. So in Meile, Rabbi at first thought, since the whole Haschus of forcing the Bnei Oiyam to contribute towards the support of the Ani is based upon the fact that this is indispensable for the well-being of the whole community, so it is more conducive to the well-being of the whole community if there are two separate funds. One that will be used in accommodating the regular residents who have to get a salary every week, every hour of Shabbos, and one that will be used in accommodating the traveling Amin who stop off in the city for a few days and then they keep on moving and then they come again in another few months. So in other words, so that is more conducive to the well-being of the city if we have two separate ones. But then when he heard that Shmuel stole Rav Tachlif and Barav Dime of it Chatkas El Asne, so then you number of it Chatkas El Asne. Rav Asher Omar, Amro Asnui and Amro Yitzarich, the whole the Kohose Adaita the Dios, Umayde the Ine Yahidnare. So that is mentioned in the Rambam also. I mean, the Rambam says, if there is a Chochem, that he is in charge, he is the Mored Asre, and of the city, and everything in the city is done on P, so in any way, you don't even have to be masked. Hanevitre tapche, the Abdi in Yonevada Adot, the whole man Diobi beyeme de chavrei mikre limash. Now, here again, you see the agonis abachis. Every agonis abach has a good reason as to why he makes the correction. The bar didn't just, you know, make corrections capriciously. He had a reason. So here, because they were to, they are to just so easy in the law. So here, in the thesis, so I'm not aware that there was another text in thesis that did not have the two words with our shoes. But here in the Gemara, they are to be also. As a matter of fact, most Rishonim don't have the Gilse the way it appears in our text. In our text it appears, Hana betrayed Tafra, the Avdin Yoni, Baradore. But most Rishonim, the Gilse is Hana Tafra, not betrayed. The two words betrayed is not mentioned in most Rishonim. And the Bach strikes it out. He erases these two words. Because it's a big enough meaning, whether we are Geras it or not Geras, we'll soon see. But most of them are not Geras Hanabi Tretapre, the Abdi Yonah. But they are Geras Hanatapre, these witches. The Abdi Yonah Bahadur. Now here is the Mokia for all the halachas with the unions. Unions is based upon this Gemara. So, Hanatapre. Let's say, I mean, according to the Bach Sagoy, I mean, and that's it. And that is the deal of most law. Hanetapha, those butchers, they are the Yonibada Bode, Chom and Dorbim, the Chavre, Nikru Limashre, also Chavmina Yehova, the Yime, the Chavre, Kom Limashre. So they made a stipulation, the butcher, there was a butcher's union. The butchers made a union. And they decided that every butcher will have certain days when he works. In order to help everybody, there shouldn't be, you know, unfair competition. So they decided that on this day these butchers will work, on that day other butchers work, and on the day when butcher number one works, so butcher number two is not allowed to work. And suppose butcher number two will work on the day that he belongs to the other butcher. So then they agreed that they should have a right to apply sanctions. To tear out the hides of the bank, that will be a sanction. The whole man drove the name of the Chavre, Nikol the Mashal. Also, Chavre, Nayom, the name of the Chavre, Kor the Mashal. So they carried out the sanctions. Also, they come in the Rove, Chivune Rove Mishlume. So they are Maziki. Eis Ravine Vashal Mel Rove, Ulasia Likitsoson. לא יחד עלי רובד, אומר אף פה פשעת רובד לא יחד עלי, מיגן. הנה מילה, היכן לא קודם חושב, היכן לי קודם חושב, לב כל כמינאי דימס. Some of the words. So we have here our work. We have here our work that only have a right to be masna on certain sections. Members of a certain trade, of a certain profession, have a right to be masked, to make certain stipulations and to apply sanctions on the enforcement of these stipulations. But if there is a chochem, a chochem in the city, who can be consulted, and he's not consulted, so then they cannot apply any sanctions. But if there is no Talmud Chochem in the city, so they can apply the sanctions. Now the Rambam, in the previous halachas, he says, Rashonim bnei Yoyir, lokitz lehem shal, lechol dova shiyot, vafil boso v'lechem, v'hasnes bneiem, lechol mi sheyave, yam suwe, say, kach v'kach, kach v'kach. So that's the halacha that was mentioned, v'chesed. There, in halacha Yoyir, he says, Rashonim anshe yumiyes, livsik bneiem. That's really implicit in this Gemara. But the whole, the Loshi appears in Tisefti. Rashoyin hanachteinim Tisefti Bo'obasre. Rashoyin hanachteinim la'asei shriga b'neyem. Pirish rigio chalukas olgoi, leima. Asei ato b'rega pleini, v'ani b'rega pleini. Kach pirush. V'nini ra pirush am Loshi margeya. שוין ימינוחו, לימא, היי אתו נוח ימפלני ואני ימפלני ומכל מוקים הכל אלוהי בברכות ומסבוי גם כי בגמורי בהנת הבוח וחוס הברמב״ם זל בשם הרב הברצלונה ודווקא בתנאי כל אורנים שבאי סיונס דווקא את תס רמב״ם שלי in other words, that it's only, in other words, so then he says, רשוי לן שאום לי אסליפציק בנייה, שלא יעשה אחד בנים שיעשה חבר, וחייץ בזה. וכל מי שיעבר על התנאי, ימשו איסי כך וכך. באמת לא ממורים בבדינו שאין בו חום חשוב, לסעקי עם איסי המדינו, ולהצליע על דרכי ולשבר. אבל אם יש בו עוד חום חשוב, אין התנאי שלהם בו יהיו כלום. ואין יחיל עם לענה שלהפסית על מי שלא יקיבל התנאי, אלא כי יסנו עמוהם ויוסו מדעס החוכם. וכל מי שיפסיק לפי התנאי, שאין אין מדעס החוכם נשאר אין. So that's the problem. But, so it seems, now, that just as there is a loche, that רשויים ויהי על הסני, סלמידי, סלשורי, על סערפיילים, על סי, על קצוסות, so there is a loche of רשויים ואומנס, להסני, על קצוסות. But the Ramban mentions one fundamental distinction. In regard to the year, so we don't need the consent of everybody. Let's say, Rivne year agree upon certain sanctions. But there is a mute, there are certain, there is a minority who protests. So then, it's a Rambatis, who be the even in the new year, we apply that out. Machine can be done in the so suppose, you have 10 butchers in the city. You have 10 butchers. 9 butchers agree that if anyone will work on days that if anyone will work on a certain day, that so it should be the sanction should be applied against him. But one butcher he doesn't want to enter into that agreement. And then they took a vote, and of course it was a vote of 9 against 1, and then the one who refused, so he worked on a certain day that they decided that only one butcher should work. They can't apply sanctions against him, because he didn't enter into that agreement. How can they impose upon him their agreement when he doesn't agree? But in the year, so, It is decided by the majority of the residents of the city. Machine king gabiun is not. Now what kind of aloha is it? What kind of aloha is it? Now obviously this aloha is also based upon the same concept of schushchem. In other words, what's the aloha of Rashoim Meir Hasnes Rashoim Valskar Apeel? In other words, so just as Meir can force each other to contribute towards the building of a shah, of a chaim, or of a fortress, because this is an indispensable need of the whole community. So here too, let's say, sometimes a minimum wage or a maximum price is an indispensable need of the whole community. Otherwise the whole community, the economic conditions will be destroyed. There will not be a stable economy. But there is one difference. In regard to the shah, in regard to Mishal, so we don't need any decision by the Bnei. I mean, it is obvious that if there is no fortress, some Mele, the old Bnei are exposed to the danger of an attack by pirates every day. Mashenke, in regard to Srapeli, a minimum wage requirement, or a maximum, or shoring, or a maximum price, so, it's not an indispensable necessity, need of the community. Only if the Bnei Oir decide that way. But if they don't decide, not. So the male, so there is a similar aloha, in other words. If the members of a certain profession organize a union, and they adopt certain regulations, that this one should work on this day and cannot work on that day, and all kinds of things, all kinds of regulations. Why do they do it? Because they want to protect themselves. In other words, they adopt all these regulations because they feel it's for the common benefit of all. So the melee, they can enforce it, they can apply sanctions on the basis of the Sushrem, of the common need of all. But there are certain schusim that you don't need any decision by the Meiri or by the Meunis. But other things, so it only becomes an indispensable need of the whole community or the members of a certain profession if there is a decision. Some Meiri Ramban says, in regard to the Meiri, so if there is a decision by the whole Meiri, some Meiri, everybody is bound. It's considered as the common need of everybody, even those who disagreed. Mashen can regard a certain segment of the community, after all, just butchers, bakers. So when can it be considered as the common need of all if they all agree? But those who didn't agree, so it cannot be considered as the common need. But those who did agree, the Arut said, even though later on they changed their mind, so since they agreed at the very outset, so Al-Qadini becomes the common benefit of all. And he cannot even behave. So that's the Allah. Oh, so that's why the Gemara says, Tamed Roman Murim Bintino Shein Bochochom Choshub Risaki Maise Amdino Atzli Adaki Yishvel Avon Yishbodim Choshub In Atnai Shalem Eyokum Vein Yechem Vani Shalahapsi Al Mishol Ekibu Atnai El Kinis No Imoen Viyosu Midas Achochem Vichol Mishi Yipsi Lefi Atnai Shein Midas Achochem Is Mishalem. So in other words, since it is based upon the concept, the Shoshem, of the common need of all, so when can it be considered as the common need of all if they decide? And there is no Chochem to be consulted. But if there is a Chochem, the city can be consulted. And that Chochem might guide them the proper way. He might enlighten them. And they ignore that Chochem. So mainly it's not a question here of Krit Chochem. I mean, it's not a question of Krit Chochem. It's a Din HaChesh Mishpat here. In other words, if there is a Chochem who is able to cope with all the problems of the Bnei Umnes, and he was not consulted, so mainly it's not considered on the basis of their decision as an indispensable need of the Bnei Umnes. But if there is no Chochem, so then it becomes an indispensable need of all the Bnei Umnes because of their decision. But if there is a Chochem, and the Chochem wasn't consulted, so it's not considered as an indispensable need of all the Bnei Umnes. All right, we'll leave it here.